Okay, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Flagrant 2, analysis by assholes. No easy buckets. Water cooler commentary for your sports needs. I'm Andrew Schultz. I'm here with Akash Singh of Real Life Kaz.
Hey.
We got a very special episode. Kaz, maybe you want to set it up. This is your idea.
So there's a lot of people who still kind of don't really know what Flagrant 2 is about. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, where we're coming from, like, you know, what we stand for, what, you know, things that we celebrate, we don't celebrate. So I figured it would be a good idea to have the first annual Flagrant 2 Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Hot idea, right? Hot. Yes.
All righty. So what I want to do, since I got this kicked off, I would love to you know, induct the first member of the Flagrant 2 Hall of Fame. And I think it's an easy one. I think it's a layup. Mm-hmm. He is our logo. He is our, he is the inspiration for this podcast. Mm-hmm. He is one of the greatest basketball players to ever play the game. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not talking about Kobe Bryant.
Nope.
I'm talking about the one and only Chris Childs, guys.
Chris Chinchecker Childs, let's go.
Yes, I'm into it.
The first inductee into the Flagrant 2 Hall of Fame goes to my man Chris Childs. Back in a wayward era of Knick fan, where when the Garden wasn't, you know, the place that you would come to, were to you know, get your 50-point games, your triple doubles, people bottle flipping on the side, people you know, they're setting up their press area. They got a sneaker coming out, so they come out and do like a whole press run with all these, you know, things because they're playing in the Garden and it's a big, you know, it's a big media center. Back in the day, when you used to come to the Garden, you had to bring your lunch pail. Mm-hmm. You had to come and bring, you know, your hard work. You knew you were in for a dogfight. Pat Riley days. I'm talking Jeff Van Gundy days. I'm talking about your Oakleys, your Anthony Masons, your, you know, your Charles Smiths, your Patrick Ewings, you know, your Charlie Wards. And one of those people that I feel, you know, doesn't really get enough credit for being, you know, one of the linchpins of that golden era of gritty Knicks-style basketball is my man Chris Childs. Yep. Why? Because he wasn't necessarily an everyday starter. Sometimes Charlie Ward would start over him. Like, even like the latter days of John Starks would get some playing time over him. But Chris Childs represented a gritty New York City style point guard that wasn't fancy. You know what I mean? He didn't really go in and have all these like spectacular highlights. What's his career highlight? Our logo right here. If anybody's ever you know, been to the Flagrant 2 podcast or watched on YouTube or SoundCloud or iTunes, everything, people will say, "Yo, what is that? What is that logo?"
Some people know.
Some people will. I'm upset when they don't know.
Exactly, and that's the thing.
I'm not even a Knicks fan.
And that's the thing, and like that's why Chris Childs is so important to be in our Hall of Fame, because if you get the logo, you get exactly what this show is about. It's not about your numbers, it's not about your stats, not about your Mamba mentalities or Hall of Fame numbers.
Can you hook off?
Can you, when somebody steps to you? What are you gonna do?
Do you Bradley Beal or do you Draymond Green?
Exactly.
It really depends what it is.
That's all
in this situation. Chris Childs, Bradley Beal.
Exactly. He was about that action.
Chris Childs. I mean, he gave him two pieces.
Two pieces of biscuit.
No biscuit. The biscuit would have dropped Kobe. And I think that there was a moment where he said, and he's even said this in an interview since, he was like, "I didn't want to hurt him."
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell.
Because he went right, then left, and we got the right. We got the straight right. Straight right, then left, and he didn't want to finish with another right. That could have been dangerous.
You can tell he didn't really want to going, because if people watch that punch a lot, he grazed the chin and just got him in the chest, you know, and he gave him his whole face. So it's like, yo, if this is a real fight, if they're really out there somewhere, you know, he could have took his whole chin off, like his whole face off.
Bro, it was, you know, later in his career, like he learned nothing.
Yeah.
Because remember when Matt Barnes threw the ball in his face and he didn't move?
He didn't even flinch. That was actually dope.
That's why you got knocked out. Exactly. That's why you got two-piece with no biscuit and you're lucky.
You have the nerve. You have nerves of steel, but like that only works in basketball.
Only. On the street. That's how you know he was raised in Italy.
Exactly.
Because he wasn't even looking at hands. He was looking at feet. He was like, "I think someone might try to kick me, might do some soccer shit."
Yeah.
Also, this helps you erase the embarrassment of the Larry Johnson Alonzo Mourning fight. Do you remember that?
This is facts.
Okay.
Fam, I remember I was so excited. I saw those two square off. Yeah. I sat up in my room. I was like, it's about to go down. Then I saw these girly ass overhand rights and leaning back. Wrist is mad loose. And I was just like, what the fuck is happening?
Was that when Van Gundy jumped on?
Yeah.
That's what
so
Van
he jumped
Gundy
on whose leg?
Ankle. Zoe's? He grabbed on Alonzo Mourning's ankle.
Yo, Van Gundy is the real.
So I was about to say, like, yo, out of all the people that were fighting that day, the only person that kept it the most true was Jeff
Coach
Van Gundy.
Jeff Van Gundy, and he jumped on his leg
about it.
Like a hood rat side chick that didn't want her boyfriend to get beaten up.
Like, let him go! Let him go!
But notice, and this was what's so real about Van Gundy. He ain't jump on Larry Johnson's leg.
No,
that's
he jumped on Zoe's leg.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna make it look like I'm breaking this up, but I'm really giving him a disadvantage so LJ could drop that bow on him. Let's go.
Fact. That's what a good coach does. Dude. Like, yo, this game has already went to hell. Mm. I'm not gonna hold my player back.
No,
fuck that. We're going after Zoe.
Yes,
it's white versus black and red, and we're gonna make sure.
And forever, and Van Gundy's forever loved
of
in
course,
New York for that
course.
Moment, and Chris Childs forever loved in New York for that moment.
You can go to any Garden game if Chris Childs or Jeff Van. Gundy superstar. Is on the screen. If they show him up, like it could be a playoff game. It could be any type of game.
Yep.
Standing ovation for those.
Absolutely.
Guys, you know, those are those Knick legends. Those are those New York City legends.
Because that was a time where we valued players who could fight.
Yeah.
Like now, that doesn't come up in your like 2K score at all. But like there was a time in New York, like Oakley would fuck you up.
Facts.
I still love Oakley.
Of course, I mean, it's crazy the disrespect he's gotten at the Garden and probably does have some anger issues, but Oakley, I mean, he got some anger issues, yes.
Bro, him and Barkley, I thought about inducting Oakley, but then I realized you guys would take care of every Nick. And I looked up Charles Oakley fights. He has multiple fights with Charles Barkley.
Facts.
That shit is so funny. You guys just every few years, you're like, it's about time, I think.
And the crazy shit
they're like
is
enforcers
like now,
in
they're,
hockey.
Like, they're like the best of friends. Like, they always go drinking with each other.
Because
there's a mutual respect
Thank you.
There.
Yeah. When you know someone doesn't cur, you know how we bring about cur every week. But we know someone's not pussy. Look at that.
Look at that, bro. Kobe didn't know what.
Oh, no.
Hit him. And he did it in their house, which makes it more
I
special.
I forgot
to me.
That. I thought it was at home.
No, it wasn't at home,
no,
though. It was in Staples, dude.
Look at his jaw.
And mind you, this
the
is
top
like.
Top of Kobe's head is going, this motherfucker won't punch me. The bottom of his head is like, I think I got knocked out. I think
gotta,
that's just what
you
got
to understand. People see this meme and see this picture and think it just ended there. Like, you got to understand, like, I can tell by the hair texture. This was Golden Boy era Kobe.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
This is like before.
Pre-Colorado.
Pre-Colorado. Oh, yes, yes, just yes, got yes, a yes. chip. Won the dunk contest. Took Brandy to the prom. Like, Jordan just retired. You were the Golden Boy. And Chris Child said, fuck you. Nope. You're getting these hands.
That's it. Right
exactly
there.
So.
This one is locked and ready to go. You
oh,
see
yeah.
that?
No. And he has no idea. Like, his chin is still this way.
Dude,
he still
I'm
has
telling
those
you,
nerves
it's,
of steel.
It's, you know what this was like? You ever see women fight?
Yes, I've seen women
fight. I always joke around about this, but like, my favorite part about women fights is neither of them thinks the other one will hit them. Because they're so used to not getting hit, right?
Yeah.
Like, you see two dudes fight, and like, we do that thing where we put our hands in the air to make noise, but we're really kind of blocking the punches.
Sure
yeah. So, what's up there? What's up there? But we're, you know, we're tucking high.
You see, like, girls, when they come and fight, they come and fight like this.
Like, there's y'all. You ain't gonna do shit. And I was joking around, like, girls will talk shit as they're getting knocked out. Like, they'll be falling to the earth, and they'll still be like, you ain't gonna hit me. It's like, bitch, you just got knocked out. You think you already done got hit. And that's what Kobe was doing right there.
Yeah,
exactly. I dare you to hit me. Boom.
I mean, I
hit me then.
I mean, I get it, though. Like, it's an NBA game. It's like, no, he's not really gonna punch me. I'm Kobe. I'm the Golden Boy.
Nah,
like,
Chris,
this guy's
Chris from
lose.
Jersey, bro.
And Chris Child said, all right, boom. Boom.
Let's go.
Take two of those. Kobe had no idea how to react. And what people forget is that Kobe hit him first. Kobe, he hit him with the little
he
shoulder.
Bowed him.
Shoulder.
Yeah,
he tried to bow him a little bit, like, yo, back up. And as soon as he did that, Chris Child was like, oh, okay, we doing this?
Yep.
Boom, boom.
That's
and it.
It
was a
quick,
wrap.
Quick.
So
first ballot Hall of Famer.
First ballot Flagrant 2 Hall of Famer, Chris Childs.
Got
round it. Of applause to Chris Childs.
Yeah, legend. I think he's an inductee off the bat.
Off the rip.
Akash, who you got?
Guys, he only did one thing, and it was so dope that he goes to the Hall of Fame as far as I'm concerned. I think this should be open to voting or whatever. Mm-hmm. Marco Yarick.
Marco Yarick.
Okay.
You got to break that one down.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I need to break it down that far. Who did he marry?
Who did he marry?
Mm-hmm.
Adriana Lima. Did he get a
who was a virgin at the time.
Oh,
he took Adriana Lima's virginity.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes.
And his career stats are...
Well,
that's his
solid,
career stats.
Pretty Hold solid.
On. No, his career stats are... I fucked Adriana Lima first.
5 years hold married. On. That's all you
hold
need.
Hold on. You really believe that she was a virgin, though? Keep it real.
Who cares?
Have you ever met a Brazilian virgin?
You get to
virgin?
Say to the rest of the world, I fucked Adriana Lima this is
true.
First.
This is
bro,
true.
Bro, I even, love these even, motherfuckers. This guy got the what's his favorite? Ronaldo eyes. These close-eyed, confident motherfuckers, bro. It's like they don't even realize. Look
the
at this.
5 o'clock shadow. Bro. Like, the Yuri probably don't like this. Yeah. So the like, I can't do nothing
this
with that.
This is Vladdy if he didn't smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
Who are those Russian boxers? Klitschko? He looks like a bitch Klitschko. Like, the one bro. That didn't make it.
Dude, the confidence, though. Yeah, oh, my dude. God. How like, you pull that?
The confidence to pull up and know that she's a publicized virgin. Yeah. Right? And which is why I give a con- and he gets my vote. Yeah. Definitely
yeah,
Hall of
yeah,
Famer.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out
the
to
reason
Marco.
The reason why he gets my vote that is that even if Adriana Lima was lying about it,
yeah.
he's the first person that can actually go out here and say,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah,
I did this.
I plugged
you
know that.
Everybody else tells you, and then Adriana Lima's like, she's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, but no, she got
2003. She said she was a virgin.
Wait, hold up.
He got proof, fam.
Wait, so wait, and they have kids, right? He has receipts.
Who cares?
Well, no, that's receipts are important.
5 years of marriage, not fucking cheating. She's not saying she's still a virgin.
Like 20 years without fucking. I thought what's his face took her virginity. What's the guy's name? Oh no, he wanted to marry her, but she wouldn't.
Who?
American Woman.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Really?
Yeah, I
thought
bro,
you took a pussy from Lenny.
What? Yo,
and that, you don't
he
even.
Runs ballot.
You're Marco Yarin, dog. Wow. That is the greatest shoot your shot
you
in flagrant 2 history.
I gotta find out how this even
are
went down.
Are you kidding me?
What is he? He's
Jamal
Serbian?
Crawford wouldn't pull up from where I he think- pulled up from. That was a full court prayer. No time left.
Wow.
Let me just see Adriana Lima ask her out.
Is he from Argentina? Is he?
No, he's not Argentina. He's like Serbian or
Serbian
some shit, or Croatian.
Something.
Yeah. He's
yo,
like
anybody who takes pussy from Lenny Kravitz,
facts.
Guarantee first ballot Hall of Famer in my book.
I need to know what kind of crazy Me Too shit he did to pick her up. You know whatever he did was borderline sexual harassment. You know he didn't come super polite or nothing.
Hell
it was
no.
Like, you come sit on lap. Come sit on lap. I have something poking for you.
Nah, he was with the shits. And he wasn't a bad player for a while. He was awesome in 2K. He had a nice three. He had the three
balls
next to his name.
Who did he play for? The Suns?
He played for
the Wolves,
I think. He played for the Wolves for a little bit. I think he played on the Clippers.
Maybe the Clippers,
or the Spurs.
Yeah. I
want to
say Clippers.
I want to say Spurs, too.
Yo, the great thing about the Flagrant 2 Hall of Fame is we don't even need to know what team you played for to get into the Hall of Fame. Yo. And it ain't really about what you did on the court. It's an off-the-court Hall of Fame, though.
For sure.
It's like stats. Teams? We don't need that shit.
We already got one of those. We got a different one.
Yo,
we like legends. Oh, shit. Okay, now I got to come correct with one.
Yeah,
you guys came
correct,
so hard
bro.
In it.
I definitely used my best one first. You know, normally we ramble, so I was like, we got to get Marco Yarik.
Okay.
That's got to happen.
And this is all sports, right? We're
all
not just
all
kidding.
Sports, not
but
just basketball.
A lot of mine are basketball. That's a problem. I don't want to go with like the generic, obvious ones. All right.
That's fine. Go for it.
Okay. I want to go with Steph Marbury.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Marbury's in my Hall of Fame.
Okay,
and I'll tell you.
You better have a strong case.
Okay,
I'll tell you why.
This obviously I got a lot of love for New York point guards.
Of course, Coney Island.
Coney Island. Let's go.
Also,
what do you go to Lincoln or
High School?
He went to Lincoln, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I got love, but what I love about it is it's the greatest comeback story in history.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There was a moment where. He was eating Vaseline.
That's what I was about to say. My man is eating Vaseline.
He was
you
eating
put him in
Vaseline
the Hall of
out the jar, right? Uh-huh. And that sounded crazy.
It did sound crazy.
It sounded crazy. And then he went to China, and like Vaseline is a very normal dish in China.
Really?
But eat crazy things.
My word? Like,
that's how crazy the food
this
is in China.
So convincing, too.
That's how crazy the food is in China. Like, oh, jellyfish, Vaseline? Yeah, mix it up. Put it together.
Whatever.
It don't matter what it is. We're eating it out here. That's why they'll outlive all of us is because there literally is no food that they won't eat.
They won't eat anything.
Like, we'll stop it. Like, oh, wait, we have to be vegan. They'll be like, listen, if it's part of the earth, we're eating it.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Definitely.
Now, he goes to China. Becomes what he wins 7 championships, something absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Scoring titles, becomes like this media brand marketing agent,
he's
has a
Chinese
play
Jordan.
Written. He's the Chinese,
he's the Chinese Jordan.
Jordan,
dude.
He's the Chinese fucking Jordan, multimillionaire.
You know
who else
the Chinese Jordan? Jeremy Lin. That's how good the Chinese Jordan is.
Yo, there was an interesting point that was made when I was watching what's it called yesterday.
Mm.
Which was, why are there no good small Chinese players? And if somebody said that during the, it was the Clippers, was it? No. It was the Knicks-Rockets game.
Okay.
And the Rockets have this like 7 foot 2 inch. His name is Zoo.
Yeah, I forgot his name. Yeah, he checked in late to the game.
Checked in late, bummed it up. But it was interesting to see a guy like that, just shitty chin hair. He makes me feel good about my beard. and one of the guys who was calling the game, I forget what. It might have even been. Might even Jeff Van Gundy. Mm. He was like, why are there no small guards that come out of China that are good?
He's
like, the small guard play is trash. Yeah. The big guys are skilled.
They come out of China.
They come out of China. Oh, okay. Jeremy Lin is homegrown.
Yeah, he's born here. You
know, I think it's because a small guard is 6'1", 6'2". That's tall as fuck for an Asian.
Yeah, they're
got 7 footers out there, though.
Yeah, but the small, we all know the small, quick Asians, but they're like my height.
Yeah.
Like 5'7", 5'8".
We're the swingman Asians.
This is true. Yeah, like we need an Asian that like plays like Tracy McGrady.
They had
when are we getting that?
Old boy got drafted. What was his name? Fuck.
The lefty.
Three AA.
They're all lefty.
His name was kind of a swingman.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Yi Jiaman or whatever. Yeah.
What, he played for the Lakers.
He played for the Lakers. Yeah. He played for a couple teams, but I do remember him playing on the Lakers.
Look. Point is, I don't have a great argument for it. I just really wanted him to make some sort of Hall of Fame. Though I think
he's gonna make the Chinese Basketball Hall of Fame.
He will make the Basketball Hall of Fame. Absolutely.
But there's something about going from eating Vaseline to going to the Basketball Hall of Fame, right? And like having the best years after.
Shut up.
Everybody wants that.
Shut up.
What?
He went from eating Vaseline to a country where we believed they ate Vaseline.
That's true.
That's what he did.
Yo, real talk. Fuck,
this is a denial
real
from
talk,
me.
That is the only place where he could go. Like his agent had a video of him eating Vaseline and he's trying to get him jobs and he's like, where will people find this normal?
Bruh.
Beijing. Get him over there. Get the Tigers on the line.
You know, remember when they used to have that show Behind the Music on VH1?
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd always try. They have these horrible drug addictions, and they'd always try to make it good at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they'd be like, "They're still playing music," and they'd be at a fucking high school gym. That's what you're doing for Steph Marbury.
No. This is better than that.
He's making a ton of money over it.
Poison was huge in China, would you give a fuck?
If I found out Poison,
some
the 80s, band?
Whatever, yeah, whatever band the had band. It behind the music, you'd be like, okay, that's not successful. You all right? Hall of Fame.
No, there never is a happy ending for bands.
There is none.
There never is.
That's
right?
True.
There's never a comeback. They're like drug addicts.
Rolling Stones.
Still Rolling doing Stones. It. Yeah, I mean, there's just, yeah, I guess.
It's either
But they
drugs
never dip down.
Or.
Yeah.
There's never a comeback. Yeah, they're either just drugs or they just kill themselves. It's a sad world. Okay, my pick was trash. We'll go back to you guys. Go around
I'll
drop
another one.
I'm
going
to come hard. Yeah.
These are all coming off the top of the head. I'm going to get out of basketball because I think we did three straight basketball joints real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to go into pro wrestling.
Okay.
And literally the only pro wrestler that could be in a Flagrant 2 Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He has the ESPN 30 for 30 coming out this week.
Okay.
Okay.
The Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Yeah.
If you don't even watch wrestling.
Yeah.
If you don't even watch, if you don't follow WWE or anything, you know Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
He is, as LeBron James called him, the godfather of swag. For a lot of people, like, I didn't grow up on Mickey Mouse. I didn't grow up on Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up on a lot of these cartoons. I grew up on this flashy white man who came into my living room talking about how many bitches he's fucking, how many jets flying, how many limousines he's riding in, that he just drunk a fifth of Jack and he's gonna whip your ass when he's done. He was the fucking man, and he still is. He's so much the man that, like, about like a month and a half ago,
he died.
He died.
Yeah,
he died and came back to life.
That's hot.
Like,
that's
he
hot.
Was. They literally gave him a 10% chance of living.
Right.
Yeah, I think he had like liver or kidney failure like that. And like they're like, I'm not breaking any rules here. I work at Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
And we already had our like, you know, in memoriams like ready, like all of that stuff ready to go. Yeah. Like he was
gotta be
martyr.
First.
You know what I mean? I'm like, bro, like, you know, even all like my, you know, Peter Rosenberg, really good friend of mine, works WWE, does Hot 97. And like, this is right before SummerSlam, and they're supposed to do a Foot Locker thing together for Puma. And Ric Flair's supposed to come to the store and doing all this other stuff. And I'm like, you know, I'm hearing all this stuff. I'm like, yo, like, what's really going on with Rick? And he's like, bro, it doesn't look good. Like, he's like, you know, he might go at any moment, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And the motherfucker lives. And like, you know, he comes out and like apparently there's stories saying like, yo, he couldn't even like open a Gatorade bottle when he like first came out of his coma and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But like, this isn't the first time he's cheated death. This motherfucker survived a plane crash. He was in a plane crash.
Really?
And doctors told him he would never wrestle again. He would never perform again. This motherfucker went to wrestle on for 15 more years. Ric Flair is literally a walking, like, legend. Like, when people call him a living legend,
yeah,
It's shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, the motherfucker wrestled for like 30 something years.
He was outside the ring, too.
Outside the ring. He was really living that life. Like, he was having, he had mad bitches. He drank like a sailor.
So he didn't have like a wifey character? He didn't have a wifey character?
Nah, he was the nature boy. He was a playboy. Like, anytime some young, like, he could be 60 years old. If there was like some young hot girl on the show, he'd be like, Tommy, go, you know, he'll say, you know.
What kind of horrible wrestling storyline would that be? A happily married wrestler?
Because they had Macho Man Randy Savage, who was mad jealous.
This is true.
You know what I mean? That dude was the most insecure motherfucker in the world. I remember, where's my girl? What was her
Elizabeth,
name?
Elizabeth,
stop fucking everybody, please. It's embarrassing. Can't you do this when I'm not on the world stage? Like, it was so weird. I was like, yo, why don't you just tell her to go home for when you perform? Like, why she only got to be walking
Stay
around
home,
with guys?
Elizabeth.
Yo, Elizabeth, chill, fam. Like, how much attention you need? My man got the glasses and everything. Whatever. We need a 30 for 30 on what a cuck Macho Man Randy Savage was. That was the ultimate. Dude, Elizabeth stayed getting pounded by everyone, right? And they just, okay, I'll take you back.
There was a thing with like him and Hulk Hogan back in the day where like...
Did Hulk smash Liz?
That's what Macho Man thought, and that's why they fought. That's what they fought, because he was like, he's like, those lion eyes or some shit like that. And like, you know, they were tag team. Yeah. And then, you know, I guess he was getting beat up one time. And then Elizabeth was like, oh my God, I need to go do something. So she runs to the back. Yeah. She brings Hulk Hogan out.
Whoa.
Hulk Hogan comes to save Macho Man. Macho Man looks at Elizabeth like, when the fuck did you two become cool? Like, where did that come from?
Wrestling might be fake, but when I discipline you later, it won't be.
Snap into a slip.
Anyway, back to Ric Flair. Like he would tell these young women, his catchphrase was, you know, you're about to go on a ride for Space Mountain. It's the oldest ride, but it has the longest line. He would always have bitches. He would always be partying. He'd always have these super flossy robes and shine. Like he was the godfather swag and the woos and like all that
two
shit.
Claps
like,
and a Ric Flair. Let's
yeah,
go.
Like, dude, yeah. Like, and to this day, this motherfucker's been active since what, the 60s?
Right.
70s?
He still wrestles?
He doesn't wrestle anymore. No, right. God, no. But, you know, he's still very much, like, in pop culture. You know what I mean? Like, everybody, you know, if Ric Flair walked in right now, like, he can't walk down the street. Like, he's still, you know.
I feel like he's had a little bit of a resurgence.
Exactly. I feel like he almost reminds me of, like, the Iron Sheik. Like, you know, when the Iron Sheik became, like, really popular, like, late in life and shit like that.
Yeah, ironically popular.
Yeah, exactly. He's one of those ironic faves and shit like that. So, the 30 for 30 comes out this week.
That's how white people prove that they don't hate Muslims. They just go, no, the Iron Sheik, I like it. What do you mean I'm Islamophobic? Iron Sheik is my favorite resident. Jabroni, Didn't he do the Jabroni thing? That was
The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was The Rock.
The Rock took it.
The Rock took it.
Oh, really?
Cultural appropriation.
No,
that's how ISIS started. We will come back and we will take our Jabroni from you, look. By any means necessary, spread the caliphate until we take back Jabron.
So yes, that is my induction, Ric Flair. So far we got Chris Childs.
Okay.
Marco Jarić. Stephon Marbury.
Yeah.
Ric Flair.
Okay. Akash,
who we got?
I'm going to go. He actually was great, but I'm going to go with Dion.
Yep.
Not just because he's the greatest corner ever.
Okay.
But because my homeboy put it well, Luther Jackson. Shouts to Luther. He said, every corner you see is somehow doing Dion.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have stopped a little bit now as much, but like you would see the way they would, like the crouch they would get into defensively was just like Dion's. I remember Cowboys cornerback Terrence Newman for like 10 years with a little headband around the neck like Dion. He was the coolest fucking athlete ever.
Started high-stepping at the 50, fam.
And you heard his 40-yard dash story at the combine? His combine story?
Tell it. Nah, it's great.
The combine, you know, you basically just come in there and then these dudes just come in and it's real slave owners.
They treat you like a slave, whatever.
All these drills. Dion comes, skips every drill except when they're running the 40. He just comes in, stretches, runs like a mile around the track. Then he runs the 40, 4-2-40, keeps running out of the stadium, and then doesn't do any more drills.
I was told, I was told a different story. I was told someone else ran a 40, and then he was like, just write down 10 of a second less than him. Like the story what's the I fastest heard, time? And then give me a tenth of a second
the,
less than
the
him.
The story I heard is that he ran 4-2 and then just left the building, and that was it. Yeah. He was the coolest motherfucker.
Legend.
We can't talk Deion Sanders without talking about Must Be the Money. Must Be the Money.
What's Must Be the Money?
You don't know what Must do. Pull up Must Be the Money right
this is
now.
A music video. He had a rap video.
Oh, yes. I've seen this.
He rapped.
Yeah.
He's the only one you could see being cool enough to rap.
Wow.
He played two sports.
Two sport athlete. The only person to play in a World Series and a Super
and
Bowl.
And a Super Bowl. Why did he never play offense?
He did.
He played a
Cowboys.
Little bit, but
he wasn't honestly he wasn't that good with the Cowboys.
His hands weren't that great.
Well, I mean, they're also probably wearing him out because he's playing both sides of the ball and returning punts.
Right.
But
right.
The Cowboys had him play offense 95, I think, when they won the Super Bowl.
But it's interesting.
He just wasn't that great.
All right, here's we're diverting from the topic a little bit, but it's an interesting sports talk. Which when you look at like what's more important in football, offense or defense, when you take an elite athlete like Deion Sanders and you make a choice as a coach to put him on the defensive end,
yeah.
It goes to show you maybe defense does win championships. Maybe defense is the important side of the ball.
I also think he was just better as a corner.
How do you not have? How do you have everything else but not the hands?
He has solid hands, but wide receiver hands are different. Like Odell Beckham's catch. Think about those kinds of hands.
Yeah.
And
he catches a football like a tennis ball.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like where it's like he snaps like you know. Regular
I could barely
wide
catch a water bottle.
Are like this. Like pictures like this are like iconic. Like, I don't even know this guy. I don't even know if this guy plays football.
He's the godfather of swag. As far as I'm concerned, that's the godfather of swag.
So he's the Ric Flair of football.
This is his draft night.
Wow.
This is his draft night.
Swaggy.
That is his fit.
Swaggy.
Godfather of swag, man.
Swaggy.
Yo, I heard he used to come into Cowboys meetings, and then he would just have on headphones, and then he would just point to the side of the field he was covering and say, I got that. Something like that.
I believe every single.
And then put
Deion
his headphones back. Yeah, me too.
So he just knew he was better than everybody. He knew that there was nobody that could give him.
Yeah, he's
problems.
The first shutdown corner. Yeah. I don't
in
ever
history.
Remember hearing about. Maybe there were corners before, but you wouldn't hear about like quarterbacks just won't throw to that
you're
side
not
of the
throwing
field.
Throwing to his side.
And I didn't get it when I was a kid. I was like, he didn't have any interceptions. We're paying him all this money.
They
and now I get older.
That was my thing.
They never throw to him.
That was my thing when I was younger. I'm like, he can't be that good. Like he does. I get more interceptions than Madden. But like my thing is. Like when you're watching a football game and you don't hear from a defensive back the entire game, he's doing his job.
So maybe interceptions are a bad metric to judge a corner.
I mean, it's a decent metric. I mean, like,
it means that they're throwing at you.
I mean, he had a lot of pick sixes. So it's like, you know, if you get those enough interceptions, people are going to stop throwing at you. And then some people think they're nice enough, like, fuck this guy. I'm still going to, he ain't better than me. He ain't better than my arm. And then I was like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
Taking this and then, you know, taking it.
Every time he touched the ball, I remember it was electric. Like, he could take anything to the house.
Punt returns, kick returns, interceptions, even lining up a wide receiver. He did everything. And he wore those amazing gold chains while he played.
What about shorties? Did he ever date any made-for-TV shorties?
I don't know. Did he? I wasn't really...
I mean, I know he fucked a lot of hoes.
I mean, I remember...
Yeah, but I want to know about, like, TV.
I bet he
wouldn't.
I bet he wouldn't tell you.
Madonna?
I know the Worm did, but that's...
Really?
Yeah, Dennis Rodman. You don't remember that? Dennis Rodman used to plug... Dennis Rodman and Charles Barkley.
Yes, wait, Barkley took down Madonna, too?
Yo,
Madonna's got to...
There was even a joke in Space Jam.
You know who got to be in the Hall of Fame? Madonna. Real talk, man. Real talk. Who's been with more greats?
Who's fucked more of our heroes than Madonna?
Real talk. You know what I mean? America was a better place when she was dicking down all these heroes. Now she's fucking some English dude. Yeah.
That's true.
Madonna got a list I'd be proud of.
So I saw Madonna the other night at the Comedy Cellar. She was there. She went on stage and did a little
comedy.
That's
a nice humble brag right there.
Bro, you know how I do. So, but no, she was upstairs and she was in, she was just eating like at like a booth. And it was hard to have conversation.
Yeah, really.
Because everybody in that place... was looking at her or like thinking about her. It was.
I mean, it's like she's like.
Bro, it was magnetic, man.
She's one of like five people
they're
still
the most,
alive.
They're the most famous in the world.
The most famous
Michael
people
Jordan,
on earth. Yeah.
Madonna. Mm. She's fucked the other four. Michael Jordan. How amazing is that? Yo, Madonna is a legend, bro. I was going to go with Cookie Johnson for my Hall of Fame. from my Hall of Fame ballot. No, I mean, I was. And I think I've spoken about this on the show before, but if I haven't, it, you know, everybody gives Magic Johnson all this credit for beating HIV. She never even got it. And I feel like, in a way, she's a superhuman because of that, right? So she's a superhuman person. Matter of fact, it could be her vagina that healed Magic.
What if her vagina...
was the cure, to HIV. HIV. Think about it. If there's one of those, if you have to call one of those two people Magic, is it Irvin or is it Cookie? Let's be honest. There is one magician in that household, and I guarantee you he did not play for the Lakers.
Oh, man.
So,
you're not wrong.
I would like to put her in the Hall of Fame. That being said, Madonna is, I mean...
That's a compelling argument.
Honorable mention.
What? I don't know if she's first ballot.
Madonna?
Cookie might be first
ballot. Cookie gotta be first ballot.
Cookie has a panel. She should be... Yeah.
She might have her own wing. She got her own wing.
We have something. We should pray to Cookie before every podcast.
Like, I got it.
Emanating non-HIV vibes.
If you are sick, if you feel ill, you should just, like...
Hang around Cooks.
Pray to a picture of Cookie. You know what I mean? Something that just like heal me, Cookie.
Yo, you should go to like a pilgrimage to Mecca. It should be a pilgrimage to Cookie. If you have some terminal illness, you go to LA, you just stand there, touch her. You put a single hand on Cookie's stomach, and boom, you are healed.
Like, yo, I'm good. Like, you guys will be good. You'll be fine. Cookie Johnson, the magical vagina.
You got it, man.
Shout out to her, man.
Okay, that was my second one. We're back to you, Kes.
All right. I'm going to keep it in the same vein.
Whoa. Go to that picture right there. Doesn't he have another son?
No, that's...
Magic's got another son.
Yeah, he's got another son. But
nobody talks about the other one.
EJ's
probably... Of course
look how pissed she looks.
Let me see. Is it Cookie?
Yeah, it's Cookie right
there.
Let me see. She looks so... And Michael, MJ, just sitting there like, yeah, man, I don't know this nigga Magic.
MJ's sitting there like, if I feel anything on me, nothing, saliva, nothing, dog. He's covering his mouth and all his nostrils and shit. Yeah,
Michael's making sure all his shit's straight. He's like, my nose running?
Was that Jordan Shorty?
Yeah, that's Juanita.
Shout out to Jordan for the regulars.
That's Juanita, man.
Yeah. They got married because he got her pregnant.
Who's that? That's Reggie Miller's sister?
Is that Cheryl? I don't know.
No, that's Reggie and earrings.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cookie looks pissed.
Yeah, she's tight because she knows what time it is.
Cookie cute.
Nah, Cookie was a thing back in the 80s, bro.
He's a legend. 90s, Magic was a legend. We're looking at a picture right now.
How much tail Magic Johnson was getting back in the 80s and 90s?
I mean,
bro?
I have an idea.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Please.
I can quantitate that a little bit.
I wonder if you... Nah, I'm not even going to go where...
I don't know the exact number, but I know it's something in the vicinity of enough to get HIV. It's something around that. Somewhere in that range.
Facts. Yo, is he like the White Walker, like zombie? I wonder if you cure Magic completely of it, then just everyone in LA don't got it.
Cookie out here like Jon Snow, fam. Yeah, she can't get got. She can't get got.
Flagrant 2 up in this bitch.
God damn.
Fuck this. Let's go. Greatest sports podcast on the planet. Nobody could mess with us and believe that.
Oh my goodness.
Believe it.
I didn't think we'd get lower than selling LeBron sperm and eating ass.
Yo.
We got HIV.
Bro, we found the source, bro. We found the source. He's like the first vampire. Look. The EJ, he got a face like in this picture here, like the bad guy from The Incredibles. You ever see that movie? And he have that face shape right there.
He definitely has supervillain glasses on. Like,
nobody's going to get this reference, but he kind of looked like Nell Carter. If somebody wants to Google him, it's Nell Carter.
Who's Nell Carter?
EJ kind of looked like Nell Carter. Google him as Nell Carter.
I want to say 227, but I don't want my black card revoked.
I know she was a principal on Hang with Mr. Cooper.
That's what, yeah.
She kind of looked like Nell Carter, fam.
Yes, she does.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
You are absolutely right.
All
right.
So.
All right. My next, the next inductee to the Flagrant 2 Hall of Fame goes to one of the most, I would like to say, diabolical, shrewd business people to ever live.
Okay.
I've made so much money betting on teams that her daughters would date players on because... Ooh. I knew they wouldn't win. So instead of picking Kim, Khloe, Chris, Kris Jenner.
Yeah, go to the actual Antichrist.
The source of the diabolical vagina herself, Kris Jenner, one of the most shrewd and just amazing business people on earth.
Yeah, she's Maleficent. Right? Ain't she real life Maleficent?
Let's think about this right here. So Kris Jenner gets seeded up by Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Right? Yep. You know, Caitlyn, to kids listening to this, before she was Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner was legitimately the greatest athlete walking.
Yep.
Like, yeah. He was, like, that's not even like an opinion. He was legitimately the world's greatest athlete at one point.
Olympic gold medalist in the decathlon right?
Exactly.
That's so, all the most useless sports put together.
So when we have a boring sports tour, we gotta go to a decathlon.
That's how shitty those sports are. They're like, nah, we can't have these individually.
We're not gonna do all these one at a time.
These motherfuckers, please.
Get all these motherfuckers in one place. Kris Jenner, man, she kicked off the business plan for the Kardashian Jenner clan later became.
Okay.
Whether or not she slept with OJ and created Khloe, that's for your own, way to decide. But there's not one woman who is tied into more sports stories that's never stepped foot on the field or court or anything than there is Kris Jenner.
Every story ends poorly.
And it ends awful. Court. Let's break it down here, right? You got Rob Kardashian,
who
represented OJ.
Bang.
Who, was in one of the most talked about, storied court cases in like American history or
the
pop
most.
Culture history, yeah. Right? This OJ case. There's rumors that Kris and OJ slept together, made Khloe, right? On top of that, they divorce. Kris marries Bruce. Bruce and Kris create, the Kylies and the what's the other Jenner joint? The good looking one.
Kendall. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you got Kendall and Kylie here.
Pepsi Jenner.
You got Kim, Kris, and Kim, Courtney, and Khloe on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Kim goes on to, fornicate and be linked to Reggie Bush.
Hot.
Kris
Miles
Humphries.
Austin. Hot.
Miles Austin. And probably a certain number of football players, basketball players, I'm forgetting.
Khloe
goes on to mess with Lamar Odom.
Boom.
Lamar Odom, one of the greatest New York City basketball players of all time, ever. Like, he was, for kids who may be too young to see Lamar Odom in his heyday, think skinnier Ben Simmons right now, or like not as athletic LeBron James.
Better shooter.
Lamar Odom is definitely a better shooter than Ben Simmons is right now, right? And he didn't go to no big school. He went to the University of Rhode Island, right? So, NBA champion, sixth man of the year, part of a resurgent Clippers team, one of the first ever like decent Clippers team with Darius Miles and Quentin Richardson and all these other people, right?
Whatever this was.
The Noggin Knock or whatever it was called or whatever. So Lamar gets hooked on crack. And from there, she leaves Lamar Odom, messes with Tristan Thompson, is with Tristan Thompson as the Cavaliers win their first NBA championship.
Is she?
Yeah.
I thought she came the next year.
I think they started dating.
They were together-ish. Well, anyway, she's been linked to James Harden, Tristan Thompson as well.
Oh, that's right. Harden, then Tristan Thompson.
Those are MVPs, all-star. Like, if you could just gather, right?
Right.
And somebody will probably hit me with this stat on Twitter, Instagram, or whatever.
How many
like,
ball players they've been with?
If we could quantify.
These are just names we know. I know a name that isn't out there. I'll tell y'all off air.
Yeah, tell me off air.
No, because somebody told me in confidence.
So they have political connects. I understand. Totally understand.
Pussy, tell us. Pussy,
I'll tell you
the
off
fuck
air.
Out here, bro. Stay on
let
air.
These motherfuckers wonder.
Is this person married?
Eh.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Is it a person that's in the league?
Okay. I'll help you narrow it down. Help me narrow it down.
I don't want to answer any questions. Any questions I ask would be a big giveaway.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Son, why can't you tell us?
Because as soon as I tell you, you'll get it. As soon as I tell you off the air, everything will make sense. And there's nothing I can say that wouldn't be a dead giveaway.
What team did he play for?
What sport did he play?
NFL.
NFL.
NFL player.
Was he a New York Giant?
No.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to answer.
Wait, hold on. As soon as you tell me, I'll understand.
You'll understand why I can't just say it.
You can't tell me.
Yeah. I understand why I can't say it on a podcast.
Khloe dated this person.
Well, no, I just know some of the Kardashians. Multiple Kardashians, possibly.
Really?
Multiple Kardashians dated possibly. The same person.
Not dated. Fucked. But
this is only bolstering my Hall of Fame case for Chris.
I don't understand.
Buddy, you want me to fucking text you right now? No, I can't say it. No, as soon as I give you the name, you're gonna know why I couldn't say it.
Why can't you say it?
I'll continue.
Okay,
my
who
spiel.
Told you? Who told you? Put it that way.
Again, I can't tell you.
Tell me who told me. Tell me who told me. Tell
they're
me
really
who told me.
Yo, I don't trust it. I'll tell you off air. I think you're saying that shit right in the mic.
Stop it, son.
I think you're saying that shit right in the mic.
Text
as soon
me.
As
swear,
I tell you, you'll
swear
know
swear on confidence you will not say this over
the second
air.
He tells me, I'm telling everybody.
I know this,
it's
man.
Not even a question.
I know this,
it's not
man.
Even a question. But then
it's
not on you.
It's over.
And it's not on you. It's on me. I'll take the heat, dog. Dog, I'll take the heat, dog.
It's
come
over.
On, bro.
It's over.
Who fuck?
I'll tell you later.
No,
it's
dude.
Probably mad people.
This is soft, man.
It's fine, it's soft.
I thought this was
playing with Zoom.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You're acting very... Just regular personal foul.
Nah, this would be flagrant three.
This is a reach.
This would be Ron Artest going into the stands. I'll tell you later.
Was it Ron Artest?
Nah, I wish it was Ron Artest.
Bro,
he probably
come on,
did,
bro.
Though.
It's a football player. We don't know him.
Nah, you probably know him.
No, but like personally, you
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, you probably know. Probably
I know him personally?
Probably.
Oh, man.
I don't know any football players personally.
I know him personally.
Oh, I know. No. You say it wasn't on the Giants.
No.
Okay, all right. It wasn't who I thought it was.
I know him personally, so it'd be
you know him personally?
Yeah.
You know a football player?
We're not homies. We're not.
See
I don't got his number. I'm not texting him after this and
other?
Be like, yo, is this cool?
Chad Ochocinco?
He's not going to tell you, bro.
Who did you talk to on Twitter? I know it's on Twitter. I know it happened on Twitter. You're not just hanging out with football players in real life.
I'm not. This is why I want to hang out with one or two of them. I can't just say this.
This is pissing me off.
Just fucking, I'll tell you in an hour. All
right, whatever.
The fuck?
Next week, that's what we're starting with. All right, Kaz, sorry for interrupting. Go. You were saying, talking about these Kardashians
yeah.
fucking everybody.
And the last thing that I mentioned.
Can you blame them
Harden,
for fucking athletes?
No, I don't blame them at all.
Just like we don't blame Leonardo for fucking all the models.
That's what I'm saying. Like, anybody's ever followed me, I've never really, like,
I just think she ruins their
like
lives.
That.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't bet against them.
Facts. No, we always talked about this, the Kardashian curse. They're going to destroy whoever they're with.
Exactly.
I mean, and it's going on, you know, Tristan Thompson is on the
bro,
bench right now.
Bro, how can
right
you
now.
Take
they're
down LeBron
five.
At the peak of his powers?
Bro, it's a scary situation.
Moment I'm forgetting to mention, right?
Yeah.
The most gangster Kris Jenner moment was when the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And the post game for the NFL, right, on the NFL Network. Who is Reggie Bush and Deion Sanders and all these people talking to? They're talking to Kim. They got Kim a mic. Kris Jenner's behind them. Reggie Bush, greatest moment of his life, just won a Super Bowl. Everything in USC he did does not count anymore because of all the things. This is the greatest moment of his football career. And he's sharing it with his girlfriend of the moment and her mom. That is the most... OG gangster shit I've ever seen.
Beast.
Her pull. She is a beast. I'm not a fan of what they do, but like I can never knock the hustle.
I let her manage me.
Like, oh, what? Bro.
Come on. Who's a better manager?
I don't know.
Who's a better manager of humans? Kris Jenner.
Phil Jackson.
Muhammad.
What's the guy?
Jesus.
Who's the guy?
Phil Jackson. That's it. All of them will take you to the promised
who's
land.
Who's the guy that won the Red Sox and the Cubs, the World Series?
Oh, Madden?
Nah,
Joe
not
Madden?
Not Joe Madden. The other
Terry Francona.
No, you're talking about
Theo Epstein.
Epstein, yeah.
That motherfucker up there, too. That little sports nerd.
If you haven't won a championship in 100 years, he'll get you to it.
Facts.
He's a G with it.
All right.
But yeah, Kris Jenner, absolutely. Hall of Famer.
So you just feel like there's no way in hell.
Wow, we just got this link. Thanks, Alex. Tristan Thompson to miss extended period with calf injury.
Jesus.
Wow.
The Kardashian curse is in effect.
Like, as we speak.
No, so I had this idea back in the day, which was that the Kardashian, you know, whoever a Kardashian sleeps with, they destroy. And there's a lot of information.
Even Kanye got fat as fuck.
I mean, Tristan destroyed. James Harden dropped a disgusting sneaker I've never seen anybody wear. Signed a $200 million
Miles
sneaker.
Miles Austin wasn't the same.
Miles Austin, Cowboy we don't even know what happened to that. He ended up on Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and so my theory has always been that Bruce Jenner, wanting to avoid the Kardashian curse, changed himself into a woman. So that he wouldn't be cursed because he technically is sleeping with a Kardashian.
Is this true?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's a hell of a theory.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, he did kill somebody in a even car not accidentally.
No Kardashian man turns out okay. Look at Rob.
Rob's in the shitter.
Yeah, Rob's gone rough.
They just destroy men. That's what they do.
They destroy men. Oh my God.
But
all right,
they do make the Flagrant 2 Hall of Fame.
They do. She's in, guaranteed. Okay, Akash.
This is along the lines of Chris Childs, but this is, if you're a Cowboy fan, George Teague.
Okay. Break it down.
I don't know who
so, that is. Game against the Niners in like 2001, maybe. Terrell Owens, who is a beast and a definite Hall of Fame candidate, scores a touchdown against the Cowboys, runs all the way to midfield, stands on the star. Like in the middle of the field.
Ah, okay.
Then
I remember.
Yeah. Next possession, and Dallas is trash, and San Francisco is good this year. Next possession, I think this is dope. Emmitt Smith scores, runs all the way down the field, gets down on one knee, slams the ball down on the star, stares down the San Francisco 49ers bench, which is dope. But then San Francisco is just so much better. T.O. scores again, starts running towards the star again.
Somebody look.
And then George Teague, the Cowboys safety, is just chasing him down, and as soon as T.O. tries to, like celebrate, he just fucking lights him up. You're not doing that again. You're not fucking doing that in
don't
our house.
Don't disrespect the star, man.
There you go. Don't disrespect the star.
I remember that. I remember watching that live too. Like when that was on like NFL on Fox. We were
in like high school.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember that. Like that's when T.O. was like peak. Asshole T.O. Like I didn't think he was like really asshole T.O. in Dallas Cowboys. It was like, oh well, it's terrible. What do you do? But this was the year after the big catch in the NFC wild card against the Packers or whatever. He was really feeling himself and he was like, you know, I'm gonna come to the star and do all this other shit. And then I think he did it again on the little star.
He's like,
I'm not gonna go to the middle of the field. Like, I'm good over here. So he went like to the one in the end zone that's like nearly not as big and just the pose.
So if you guys want to vote that down, it's fine, but I have to, as a Cowboy fan, put that name out there.
No, I'm with it.
I give it there, man.
Defend your home.
Don't disrespect the star. Fuck with it.
Yeah, I'm cool. Okay, I Ron Artest.
Oh, I'm 100% with that.
Ron Artest.
No brainer.
Broke the fourth 100%. Wall. 100%.
He did break the fourth wall, dude. That's so funny.
No, you know how like in House of Cards, RIP House of Cards, but you know how in House of Cards when like he looks into the camera?
Yeah.
And like talks to the audience?
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall.
He broke the fourth wall. Like, Artest started that.
Guys,
like,
that's it.
You gotta click that image right there.
That's
Alex,
right
that
there.
One right there. I mean, dude,
holy shit.
Imagine that running into you at a game. It almost looks a little bit like the loincloth that cavemen would wear. Like he has a little bat with him. Yeah. Dude. He just broke it down. It was like for years, sports fans, myself included, have been going to games. Some of them have been sitting close enough to talk shit within auditory range of these NBA players. Mm-hmm. And it's been like they're talking shit to, you know, behind the television. You can't touch them. You can't do anything. And he changed that forever.
Yeah.
I remember sitting third row at a Knicks game, and I was talking shit to Jose Calderon. And I remember he turned around and looked at me. And in the moment, I was like, not only will I beat you in basketball, but I'll beat your ass in real life. But there was a point in time where I was like, whoa, I might have to fight Jose Calderon. And Ron Artest
and you're
put
ready
that,
for that
in my head. And I was like, no, I got this. I was like, he would have to jump over this thing and he'd have a height advantage. Like, I was strategizing how I was going to take this shit down.
He's not small.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's not small. He's deep, decent hands. You know what I mean? But I figure the stamina, after a while, he's going to go easy. Whatever, I'm breaking him down. Point is, he changed the way that I watch sports.
Facts.
Especially live sports. He changed the way that I watched that shit forever. The fact that I know that I could get snuffed now, and it's very similar to like, you know, like a chick who gets in a fight. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Don't ever hit women. Don't ever do that. It's obviously wrong. But there are girls who have been talking shit to a guy and then they get snuffed. And then after that,
They're very different in the way they talk shit. I didn't get snuffed.
Exactly. Like you know the difference between a girl who has never been snuffed and then one who has. And I've spoken to them about it.
Yeah,
and they're like, I speak very differently to guys now. I don't get in their face and go, do something because someone did something. So all I'm saying is Ron Artest has changed lives. He got to be
the wild.
Be
the best.
Hall of Fame.
The best thing about the Mouse in the Palace, which people probably never really take into account, is that that Pacers team was low key full of like real N words.
I never heard you say N words.
Steven Jackson, Ron Artest,
Jermaine O'Neal, Jamal Tinsley.
Jermaine O'Neal.
Remember the punch Jermaine O'Neal punched a dude on the court where he just slid in. And bam!
Boom, like, and Ron Artest was the realest of all of them.
Steven up there too.
Nah, Steven's up there too. He's like 1B. For real.
You know what? 1B.
Because Artest is crazy. Steven's not crazy.
No.
He's just real with
it. I'm going to be honest.
Ron is crazy.
I'm going to be honest. I'm more scared of Steven than Ron. Here's what we always forget about that fight. Ben Wallace mushed Ron Artest hard as fuck. Mm-hmm. Ron Artest wasn't going to fight Ben Wallace. He's not that crazy.
Yeah.
Then then he went and laid on the scorer's table. Somebody threw a beer at him, and he's like, all right, well, here's somebody whose ass got kicked. Got up. Steven Jackson will legit kill somebody.
Yeah.
Or call somebody who could kill you.
Like, if there's a...
He knows shooters. He knows hitters.
There's a handful of people in the NBA that I believe may have... killed someone or may have had their hands in making sure someone goes away for a while. Steven Jackson's definitely one of those people.
Oh, he knows people who has.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you someone else who I guarantee knows people who has. He's on the Sacramento Kings now. Lefty, shooter, a vertical leap is 4 inches total. Power forward.
Zach Randolph. Zach Randolph, absolutely.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely, he's got the body.
Guaranteed. He might not have bodies, but he know people who got bodies.
Oh, no, for sure. He's got shooter money. You know what I mean? Once you get to the NBA for a certain level and, like, you talk a certain way and, like, I kind of know the neighborhood you grew up with. I kind of recognize your tattoos. Mm-hmm. I recognize the type of celebrations you do after big plays. I'm okay. Yeah, yeah.
Why are your fingers curled
You're
like
the
that?
Guy. You're the guy who makes there, these calls. Don't get it twisted. I don't think they get their hands dirty at all.
No, but they know people whose hands are dirty.
They definitely send the text.
It's funny because Zach's game is the antithesis of, like, a gang member.
Facts.
Right? Like, his game is such, like, a blue-collar, hard-working...
He plays like the old guy.
He plays like the old guy. He plays like a vet.
Post you up.
Like, it's fundamental, raw, fundamental. Mm-hmm. Like, he plays like he's been in, like, the best systems.
Yeah.
He played like he's been literally... I don't want to say coddled, but, like, he's been a prodigy, and he's got the great fundamentals. Never had elite athleticism, but makes up with it with incredible, like,
he plays like a white guy.
Position. Not even white guy, like...
Randall plays like a college white guy.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Like,
he plays like a
him and Chris Kamen's game aren't that different.
I keep thinking of Duncan. That's why I wouldn't say white guy. But just
even,
because
even Duncan was a little bit
Duncan
more
was athletic. You know,
he had a little bit more athleticism than Zach.
What
Randall
about?
Did.
All right, fair enough. He has the athleticism of a white guy. All I'm saying is he plays like a guy who's like been through multiple systems, AAU kind of stuff. Mm. It's just a guy who's been around it for a long time.
He also looks like alcoholic Eddie Winslow. Like, if Eddie Winslow had a drinking problem, that's Zach Randall.
Yo, he plays like the guy who, like, sees kids playing on the court and asks for one shot. He's like, come on, let me get one shot, young blood. Shoots it and leaves.
He looks like that.
He looks just like that guy.
No, you know what he fucking plays? I know what he plays like. He plays like the old man point guard. You ever play in, like, the leagues, the urban leagues or whatever like that, urban professional leagues? You know there's always, like, an old man point guard that's all fundamentals, doesn't jump at all, reverse layups, boxes out for rebounds but refuses to jump.
Facts.
He's all positioned. That's who he is. Well, he's always
let the ball
been old.
Just fall into his
exactly,
lap.
Yeah. Like, all right, but he got it protected.
Outlet pass.
He's always been old. Zach is the he's the
he
Rick
came
Ross.
Into the league
he's the Rick Ross
years old.
of the NBA. Never been young. Never once has he been young. 40 years old always.
He was drafted 36 years old.
Yeah, we don't know where he's from. He's like that Puerto Rican kid that was on, like, the young Yankees.
But damn it, he's effective.
And wasn't he like effective. One of the he got in a fight with somebody on the when they were the Jailblazers?
Yeah.
He was the one I think that really kind of shredded everything, right? He got in a fight with somebody.
I forgot who he took.
That team had some motherfuckers on a Bonzi Wells, Rasheed Wallace, Zach Randolph.
Even this season.
Did you see them clown Bonzi?
No.
When Bonzi was on Inside the NBA, he was on Area 51.
My man looking mad old, fam. Drink some water, dog. What are you doing?
Barkley was like, yo, I don't know who that is. Bonzi said it's over. Like, who are you? I got no clue. He pulled the Draymond Green with Clayville.
Fucked up. Even this year, he almost didn't he get popped for like selling like weed or something like that? Like,
yeah, he did.
Yeah, like, you know, I think he was, I don't know if he wasn't like corner selling the weed, but like, you know, the operation was coming. Well,
he's the
allegedly,
big homie.
Allegedly.
Let's be honest, he's the big
homie.
He's
the big homie, definitely.
And he can't separate himself for it. I don't understand for the life of me why, but hey, everybody has their vices. You know, some people go skydiving, some people go snowboarding, and some people sell.
Well, hey, man, like, it's, you know, Al Harrington has like created a legal business out of this. Like, he's a legitimate, you know,
weed dispensary?
He's a legitimate weed dispensary. He owns a weed dispensary in California.
And like, that's where the money is now.
Yep. A lot of money, yep. Dude. A lot of money. Al Buckets. You know, that's my guy. Yeah.
Now he's Al Buds.
Now he's Al Buds.
Let's go. All right, Akash.
Kaz, I think it's you.
Is it my
turn? Bad, Kaz.
Shit. Gosh, I wasn't prepared. But I'll go off the top. One person who absolutely deserves my
Well, this will be our last round.
Okay, perfect. All right. Oh, gosh. How can I go a whole thing without mentioning J.R. Smith, man? J.R. Smith.
Oh, I'm into this.
Let him know.
Let me tell you guys.
Let him know. Get up the tweet.
And you know, we all know certain, you know, J.R. Smithisms when he was in New York. I think that's been well documented. I have a personal J.R. Smith story.
Talk to me.
From, I want to say, Easter 2011 or something. This is back when Pink Elephant was still open, right?
Pink Elephant, okay.
I want to say Pink Elephant, right? So I was back, it was me. Oh, bam, okay. This was during the NFL draft.
Okay.
Same night as the NFL draft. My boy Rich was out. He's good friends with Adrian Peterson, right? Me, Adrian Peterson, a bunch of his boys, we all get a booth. We're all hanging out. I'm like, holy shit, I'm hanging out with the MVP and da-da-da-da-da. Having a blast, right? They're in the off season, so like, yeah, we could do get whatever. Bodied, yeah, do whatever, right? A couple hours later, strolls into the club, Lloyd Banks, Joel Santana, a number of amazing looking women, and one Earl J.R. Smith III, right? And as we're taking, you know, those shots and drinks or whatever, I know there's a picture that's gone viral that always gets posted a lot on Twitter. It was a picture of him holding up a rosé bottle to the face. That was the same exact night that I was there, right?
Okay.
Even adding more to the legend, they had a game that Sunday morning. They had a game that Sunday morning. And did he ball out?
Of course.
You goddamn right he balled the fuck out. Motherfucker had like 6 threes. I'm like, JR is a legend, bro. That's why he was so beloved in New York, dude. Because everybody knew he was going to be that greenhouse,
yeah,
or Pink Elephant. And like when he got traded, like that's the nightclub system went down.
Yeah. Also, he epitomizes to me what I think of New York basketball.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I don't really have a basketball IQ. I'm always going to shoot.
Mm-hmm. No conscience.
But he's I'll still nearby. Fight you
from
in
from Jersey.
Second.
Yeah, he's a Jersey kid, so, you know, New York wasn't...
Unflappable confidence.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Entirely too much.
Yeah, too much confidence. What is it? What is the word?
Irrational confidence.
Irrational
confidence. Yes, and I'll tell you, and you know, I've played against, like, a lot of guys in high school that ended up going into the NBA, and, like, I've played against, like, the Durants and, like, you know, the Kevin Loves and these big, like, all-star players. The best person I played against in high school, as a high school player, was J.R. Smith.
Really?
J.R. was, he's between so him and Sebastian Telfair, two best high school players I've ever, like, played
really?
Against and
Why?
Watched.
What was so good about
he
him?
He was unconscious. He plays exactly now that he did in high school. Like, he was 6'6".
So the three was just, forget it.
Pulling from wherever, dunking on everybody, windmill. He was like Jordan in high school, really? Dog. Like, he was committed to North Carolina. He was supposed to go there.
Yeah.
He kills in a McDonald's game with, like, when it was super loaded with, like, Dwight Howard, Josh Smith, Sebastian Telfair, all the guys. Kills. And it's like, fuck North Carolina. I'm going to just declare for the league. Gets drafted top 10.
Bang.
And, like,
and played well.
And played well
with Denver.
Played well. He's one of those guys where, like, once he gets hot, and, like, in high school, he was always hot.
Yeah.
Like, once he gets hot, he is unstoppable.
J.R. Smith, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what does bother me is I remember watching a game when he was with the Nuggets the year Melo made it to the conference finals, and I'm watching him in the playoffs just take over as a point guard.
Yeah.
He's not pulling up crazy shots. He's driving great no-look passes, like beautiful Magic Johnson passes, and I was like, oh, this guy could be one of the greats.
Yeah.
And that's what drives coaches crazy. It's like, why can't you be like this all the time?
Wasted talent.
I wouldn't say wasted talent because he's made a niche. Like, he's going to, you know, he's what, like 12 years, 13 years in the NBA? Like, a lot of people can't.
I appreciate what he is, but I lament what he could
be. He
could have been so much more.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, he could have just developed maybe a couple other offensive moves. I mean, his offensive vocabulary is pretty limited.
Yeah.
He's a great shooter, but it's not like, I mean, like, Kyrie has a plethora of moves he can use, right? You know, Kobe has a plethora of moves he could use. This guy is, there's like a crossover or hesitation into the basket.
Yeah, no, you got to understand, like, when he was coming up,
he
was, like, in the same vein as, like, the Kobe's, the T-Max, because, like, that's what the game was.
Yeah.
LeBron was still kind of, like, developing, you know what I mean? Like, we still wouldn't see, like, these, like, 6'10 point guards and stuff like that. how you won championships was shooting guards that could just flat out score.
Yeah.
And that's what he was. And I feel like if, you know, in the right system, he always, you know, he always played well. He averaged like 19 points a game off a bench, yeah, like sixth man of the year. Like,
beast mode.
Never an all-star, but like he's one of those guys that are like, you know, he's,
and he's
a
honest
talent. And he's honest. And, you know, I'm a J.R. Smith stan. Yeah. Like, I was like, we've lost a lot of players in the past couple of seasons.
That hurt you the most.
J.R. Smith hurt me the most. I was like, he was from New York. He was so about this city. Yeah. And, like, you could tell he loved being a Knick.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah
I mean? Like, so, and I think he even said it, like, when Phil Jackson traded him, like, he was, like, legitimately sad. Like, yeah, you know, that he is, it's his backyard, basically. He grew yeah up in Jersey. So, J.R. Smith, that's my, all that's
right,
my
and of course, Hall the tweet. Of course.
And, of course, the trying to get the pipe tweet.
Trying to get the
gotta
pipe
put that in.
Single greatest DM ever.
How old was she? She was what?
Oh.
17?
Of age, hopefully.
Oh, I thought there was a big deal that she was a certain age. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He all didn't right know that. He was just...
Oh, I'm not putting it out like yeah that.
He's just asking questions.
Yeah, but I think...
I got to leave soon. So let me right just throw out one. Al Bundy.
Okay. Yes.
Respect.
Yeah. Al Bundy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Poke high.
Okay. Poke high. This man, I think, would fit right in a fourth chair at Flagrant 2.
Okay. Facts.
Don't give a fuck. Nice and chauvinistic. I know, Kaz, that might not jive with you, but Andrew and I appreciate it personally.
Yeah.
And still holds the record, 4 touchdowns yes in 1 game at Poke High.
Do the pose.
The pose, the funniest fucking character maybe I've seen in my lifetime of shows that have been on.
Facts.
Just right incredible.
You get no argument from me.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
I was going to go Willie Beeman as my...
That's a great one, too. That's a great one, too.
Yeah. Al Bundy.
Steaming Willie Beeman.
My
definitely
name is Willie. Willie Beeman. I keep ladies. Ladies
screaming.
Cream. I thought it was creaming. I didn't know it was screaming.
I thought know it was... maybe it might be, it might be creaming. I don't know.
Ledge.
Yeah, shit. Oliver Stone, man. It might be.
Shout out to Oliver. Okay. God, I need one.
We could put Willie in there.
I mean, Willie is legendary. Mm. All right, you know who I'm going to say, and this has nothing to do with stats, but Mayweather, and it's only to do with the harem.
Okay.
Oh yeah, look at his Instagram.
Today was so great. He posted a picture on Instagram today. It was him with 3 chicks that I've never seen before. He goes, and the caption is, "I can't have just one. That's too close to zero.
Wow.
Or that's too close to none." And wow, he looks massive in that picture right there. Yeah, that looks way too.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so point is I all I'm saying is this. I've had girlfriends, and the one thing that I understand about women is that they can get very comfortable with whatever they have quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So for example, if you take a girl out to eat maybe 3 times and you pay every single time, immediately her brain goes, "I don't pay for things now."
Mm.
So Floyd has what, like 6 girlfriends that are his girlfriends?
Maybe, give or take.
Now, these are all like loyal women who have had, some of them have had children with him, and they stayed around. They're part of it. They're part of this kind of group. They all play this
position.
They must
give up that lifestyle.
Listen, it is an interesting, it's not like these girls maybe couldn't get another guy who's doing well. You know, but they
not Floyd well.
Not Floyd well, but like how much does a life change? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I just don't understand how much a life changed. That being said, he has managed to convince these women that it is better to stay with him and be part of the harem and be part of this group that we have going on. And he has managed to maintain the amount of money that's necessary to back that up.
Yeah.
Because if he goes broke, obviously these girls aren't going to share a broke guy.
Mm.
Right? Mm. So this guy, I mean, like, what he's managed to do with the only time we've heard issues with women is when he allegedly beat one up.
Yeah, and that's a big issue.
I'm not saying it's not big.
It's a big issue.
I'm not saying it's not big. I'm saying like
he might punch you in the face.
Is
maybe
it a harem or is it hostages? I think that's what we're trying to figure out right now.
R. Kelly, what's good? All I'm trying to say is like outside of that situation, which is absolutely fucked up. I'm not justifying that at all. But it's not like we're hearing like a relationship drama in the blogs.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
We hear beef between like Gabby and Dwayne. Mm. We hear beef between all these, but we never. Well, I guess we do hear beef.
Yeah,
about to
say, like,
maybe it's a bad example.
It's a different type of beef, Andrew. Yeah.
I was trying to find a way to save it, but
it's all good. You're there. You're there on the island alone.
Maybe there's some repercussions
I think he's
for the beef.
He just respects the fact that he can balance 6 women.
Six. I mean, you know how? Look, Cash. We, Akash, we all, right now I don't have a girlfriend. You guys both have girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult to live your life and pursue your dreams with a girlfriend who loves you dearly?
No.
You fucking phony of garbage.
Of course it's not hard. Are you kidding?
It's the easiest thing I've ever done.
So easy.
Never difficult ever.
Kaz checks his phone every 3 minutes. Oh my God. Like there's a food delivery for Somalian refugees coming in. This guy, dude, there is.
Think I'm gonna fuck the money. Yo,
bro.
My girl listens to this shit. Yo, bugging.
All I'm saying is we know the stress.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that is the real question.
Oh, hold up. Hold on. So he's gonna put himself on the island with like the Mayweather beating ass. Yeah, exactly.
How they gonna
guys
do me like
girlfriends?
This, hey, how they gonna do me like this, bro?
He got a girl. He ain't gonna. He ain't gonna
do,
shit
do
to
me
you.
Like this, yo. That's fucked up. I thought we were a team,
yo,
bro.
We are, but
that's
you just
flagrant.
Went ISO,
what you guys are doing?
What
is
you
flagrant.
Doing is flagrant, fam. You alone out here.
I'm trying to have honest conversation. Y'all coming in here like I'm in the best relationship. Everything is perfect. I never have any stress.
Everything is perfect.
Everything is perfect all the time. I never have stress.
Every week, Kaz walk in here like Kevin McHale. He got his fucking documents flying everywhere. Going, oh, I'm all stressed. I gotta go. My Henny Palooza. I gotta go. All these things are going on.
Oh my God! I don't know what you're talking about. Andrew. I don't know what you're talking about.
You ain't shit, Andrew. You ain't shit for that.
Okay, I'm lonely, guys. Okay, I'm lonely. I just want someone to be upset with me. I just want someone to disappoint. I just want someone to not live up to expectations too. Okay? I'll be honest. I'll open up. Oh. I'm fucking tired. I'm tired of you coming here complaining about your girls when I have nobody. I just gotta look at my dating apps and wait for a connection. You guys are always connected, you pieces of shit, you jerks.
Oh, fuck. Yo.
Oh, my God. I can't follow that.
Yeah, well, here we go. On that note,
I'm saying he manages all these emotions really well, but in retrospect, maybe he doesn't manage them. Maybe he just beats them all up, okay? Maybe he shouldn't be in the fucking Hall of Fame. Maybe I needed to have this conversation with you guys so I can figure this whole fucking thing out.
Yo, Floyd is like a walking Me Too hashtag. Yo.
Floyd is Me Six.
Yo.
I'm good. Yo, we're off the rails.
I got to go, actually. Oh, this is the perfect way to go.
Oh, fuck. All right, then. Well, shit, man.
Yo, take us home, Andrew. Take us home,
man,
bro.
That has been another episode. I removed Floyd from the Hall of Fame. Thank
That's
you
the
guys
one thing
for
we're
getting
not
to my better judgment today. I appreciate it. Sometimes you need friends to walk you off a bridge or talk you off a bridge. I walked myself off the bridge.
Jesus Christ.
But thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Flagrant 2. Thank you guys for listening. Keep sharing. Keep telling motherfuckers about it. Keep liking it. Keep writing comments. We need all that. We're coming back for the top spot every single week.
Yes, sir.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. Everybody, I'm meeting people on the street now. I can't tell you how many people will come up to me and be like, yo, I love Brilliant Idiots. And they'll say, and Flagrant 2, that shit is dope.
Yeah.
I was in Sirius XM this morning. The dude comes up to me. He's like, yo, Flagrant 2 is fire, bro. Yeah. And it's just when I got people coming up and just randomly, that's the first podcast that they're saying, I know we got something special and I know we're cooking. So, and we can't cook without you guys. You guys are the grease, literally. So please keep supporting what we do. And we're going to keep giving you this great content, man. Thank you guys so much for listening. Any plugs real quick?
November 18th, Henny Palooza, we're in Los Angeles, taking over downtown LA.
Hot.
Shout out to everybody working on No Script, Bleacher Report, every Thursday. You can check
that
out.
That's dope. Y'all should check that out.
That shit is so funny.
Thank you guys. Satori Radio, every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can hear me on the afternoon drive and shit. The Rest of Rap Podcast, Saturday mornings, my boy Emilio Sparks and the MLW Network. And that's it, man. Akash, plug them up.
Same two things as always. American Deities Podcast. Check it out. It's dope. And November 12th at Caroline's, we're doing a show for the New York Comedy Festival. It's called ABDC. 7:30. You can buy tickets at carolines.com. See y'all there. I got to bounce. I'll see y'all.
Go. And I'm going to be... Oh, just real quick for everybody to listen, you probably already know this, but we recorded this on a Thursday.
Yes.
So we if anything crazy happened in sports this week and you're like, why the fuck didn't they talk about it? It's because we didn't
know
it
happened yet. We're sorry, goddammit. Right? We had shit to do.
Yeah, I had to go to Chicago, but please come to my show at Gotham Comedy Club. I'm headlining Gotham Comedy Club the 9th of November for the New York Comedy Festival. So please come out and check out the show. I think is at 7 or 7:30, but get tickets for that. You can go to GothamComedyClub.com for tickets. And yeah, check that out, man. It would mean so much for me if you guys come out and support that. It means the most to me when I come and headline at home. So please support that. Besides yes, that, you can check everything out on my Instagram. That's where I'm at. What's up, Al?
You don't
want
to mention any of the big stories right now?
Oh, shit.
Sean Watson. Oh, yeah, shit. Deshaun
should
Watson.
Should we? What do you think?
You know what?
It's so insulated. I feel like...
I like this episode.
Yeah, I think we got to live like this, and then we'll come back
Sean
and we're
going
to get you next
ACL.
Week.
Yeah.
But y'all already know about it.
You already know that.
Alex is
by
upset.
By the time you hear this, it'll be old news. Yeah.
You can tell he's on Alex's fantasy team because this motherfucker just wants somebody to cry to.
Somebody
he's going
care.
Through something emotional. Everybody else in your league is like, yes! All right, we out. This is Flagrant 2. You know Easy Buckets. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.
Peace.